This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Gatorade is the number one proven electrolyte blend designed to hydrate better than water. So you can lose more sweat and raise your game. Gatorade, is it in you?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
I know you're gonna dig this.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What's the one thing that's missing from your lives?
Rich Eisen.
Love it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Scottie Scheffler. He's now joined the company of golf's greats.
I don't really know exactly what to say, but thank you so much to the fans this week for all the support.
Earlier on the show, Premier League Lacrosse co-founder Paul Raybould. Coming up, Rams running back Blake Corum. Actor Danny Houston. Plus, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, everybody. Check out the Overreaction Monday podcast. We're not going to do Overreaction Monday a segment today because Chris and I showed up early and did a podcast with training camps opening up writ large tomorrow. Cowboys in camp today. And so are the Chiefs, two teams that are playing each other on Thanksgiving. And
it's going to be
an amazing season. I mean, we're here, as I mentioned on the podcast, you know, we've made it, you know, most teams are going to be opening up tomorrow.
Football's back.
Pretty much you got the Lions and the Chargers already in.
Yeah, the Chargers were Friday.
The Chiefs and the Cowboys are going to be in. Everybody joins them with the exception of the Steelers and the Falcons. They're in on Wednesday. And so, you know, we've made it. And if you think we haven't just yet, because training camps haven't opened yet, to borrow a phrase from Barry Manilow, it looks like we've made it.
It looks like we made it.
That's right. And
about somewhere down the road,
I think you went the key change portion of that song. Every Barry Manilow song has a key change about 2/3 of the way, and there's a bridge, and then there's a key change.
I hadn't
realized that. Oh my god!
Yep,
it's sort of like Mission Impossible movies. Like you know exactly how it's going to map out. You don't know what. You just play the riff over and over again. I did see Mission Impossible 3 on the flight out to the East Coast.
Oh,
I haven't
nice.
Seen that in a while.
Wait, that's the Philip Seymour Hoffman one, right?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The Rabbit's Foot. That's a really good one.
One of the greatest bad guys in
he's
the history of spy
good.
Movies.
Yeah, he's so good.
Oh,
he's
my
good.
God.
Yeah. The Rabbit's Foot.
Right. So 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls in a minute. So now that we're here, training camps are opening all over the place, and Tuesday is going to be that day where most of them hit it. And so many storylines. But I'm going to christen, if you will, one division as the most fascinating division in the National Football League. Now, the AFC West is up there. Pete Carroll's now joined the Raiders organization. Sean Payton's got the Broncos on the move after making the playoffs, right? Chargers made the playoffs in Jim Harbaugh's first year. And then you got the Chiefs sitting there. And the Chargers and the Chiefs face each other on the first Friday night of the season on YouTube.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Right, in Brazil. You know? And then, of course, you've got the NFC East. Season opens on Thursday night on NBC. you know, between the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Commanders and the Eagles were the two teams to finish up the NFC season last year. And then you got the Giants. Who knows what they're going to do with Jackson Dart, and their defense is going to be really good. They might have to win games 13 to 10 for a while, but we'll see if they can do it. Right? The NFC North, what about the Lions? After being the one seed and one and done, they lost both of their coordinators. Everybody thinks, well, that's the way that one went. See you later. The Bears have a new head coach. One of the coordinators from the Lions is now on the sidelines for the Chicago Bears. And, you know, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. How's that going to work? And you got the Packers and the Vikings. 14 wins last year with Sam Darnold. They're going to go with J.J. McCarthy. That's pretty fascinating. The AFC East, Aaron Glenn is the other coordinator that the Lions lost. Can the Jets be improved with a Patriots team that's improved and the Dolphins trying to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game? And then you've got the Bills, as fascinating as ever. Now, I'll just tell you right now, the most fascinating division in the NFL, I christen it the AFC North. Who's going to be the Browns quarterback, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's truly, I would think, story number one going into the training camp season is the Browns quarterback.
In all of the NFL?
In terms of what training camp will yield, I think. You make an argument on others, I guess, but training camp will yield. Who is going to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, right? And then you've got the Cincinnati Bengals. There is a latest on Trey Hendrickson. You seen this?
I have.
You want to go for it, Chris? Because the Bengals, let me get this straight. The veterans will report tomorrow. The rookies have been there since July 19th, last week. And guess what? Trey Hendrickson is not expected to show up tomorrow. Will he or will he not? And Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, is chiming in on all this. Go ahead and hit it.
We have people back in our office who are sharpening their pencils and trying to figure that out as I speak here. It's been a long negotiation. Trey Hendrickson is a fine player. He's a good guy. We want him here. Dealing with him is sometimes not so easy. That's all right. He's got the right to argue his case. We'll try to make sense of it from our perspective. And we'll see. I'm not persuaded that it isn't going to get done. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better.
All right, that was the owner, Mike Brown. We got that soundbite from one of the many people there that I guess didn't attach a lav microphone to his lapel right there.
I was going to say he needed a couple more lav mics.
Thinks he's going to get a deal done, though.
Duke Tobin, the general manager, called Trey an important part of our team. He's under contract, and we expect him to be here. But then he added, he's a guy who's been very valuable. He's earned a raise and extension. We'll see if we can come together on something. Once again, he turns 31 on the 5th of December. He made $16 million. He's said he makes $16 million in the last year of his contract. And that ain't it. We know that. He has earned a raise and an extension. I mean, George Karlaftis of the Chiefs, who's younger, but and has had a ton of production. He just signed with the Chiefs for $23 million per. So it's somewhere between that and TJ Watt.
Yep, get it done.
We'll talk about in a second. But again, Mike Del Tufo, I think you have that soundbite. If we'll know when Trey Hendrickson is signed, because we'll hear the wallet opening up in Cincinnati, Ohio. I believe that wallet was in the back of Mike Brown's.
That's why he looked a little lopsided.
That was right. Yeah, he's wearing the Costanza.
One cheek was higher.
Velcro wallet on one side.
The fact that Del Tufo just did that originally by pulling the Velcro on his hat. Genius.
It's impressive.
His hat or his own wallet?
No, maybe both. I haven't met a while now.
All good. All good. So, because if Trey Hendrickson comes back and that defense can, let's just slice a touchdown off. Right? Let's slice a touchdown.
The entire season's different for them if they're able to do that.
Last we saw the Cincinnati Bengals, previously in Bengals football, they were the team nobody wanted to see in the AFC playoffs. Unless you're a Bengal fan. You know? And, you know, Al Golden is their new defensive coordinator. See if he can bring bring some magic to that mix.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up almost 26 points a game last
year. I forget what the stat is, but they lost five games when they scored more than 35 points.
Dude. And I think Chase Brown's going to have a massive year. Massive. Because they're not going to mess around with somebody else in the first half of the season. Dude.
Fantasy-wise. Oh, you want Chase Brown.
Don't Chris, don't put that out there too loud, Rich.
Last year, he could be kept on the DL. Okay? Because everybody's like, Zach Moss this, yeah. Zach Moss that. Nope. Not this year, pal. He's going to come out the gate. He's going to come out the gate,
yeah,
as he did multiple times.
I need people to sleep on him. A little bit.
And they did the right thing. They kept T. Higgins. All good. Then you got the Ravens, right? Who have just maybe the best offensive line in football. You got your two tight ends. You got DeAndre Hopkins now to this mix.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the wide receiving core, let's get Zay Flowers healthy, right? We got him going.
Yep.
Okay. And Lamar and Derrick Henry. And defensively, be even better. They can be. And just roll it all downhill again. They could easily be the one seed in the AFC.
Yep.
Will Lamar Jackson get to the Super Bowl? Can he get to the Super Bowl? For the Baltimore Ravens and obviously himself. As fascinating as they come, and do you have the Ravens schedule? Would you mind popping that up, Hoskins? I know that we did not plan for this, but it's just, you want to talk about difficulty and must-see television and must-see games. It's just chock full of them. Sunday night football, they're at Buffalo to start, okay? And that's the revenge game because, you know, the Bills ended the Ravens season last year. Division game against Cleveland, then home against Detroit on a Monday night before they visit Kansas City again and then have Houston come in along with the Rams before a bye, after which they've got Chicago. Oof. I mean, how many of these games are going to be like must-see, right? At Miami on a Thursday night, that'll be fun. At Minnesota, good Lord. Oof. Good Lord. They've also got, amongst their division games, a visit to Green Bay on the weekend after Christmas. It's on. They're going to have to earn it. Oh, my goodness. How tough is that?
Tough start. Woo.
How tough is that schedule?
Woof.
How must-see TV are those games? Lamar Jackson against all those defenses and all those defenses trying to stop Derrick Henry. You know? And then you got the Steelers. Listen, I got to be honest with everybody here.
You usually are.
Thank you for saying that, although I take offense at the word usually.
You have a solid reputation.
Right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Listen.
For the most part.
I like being nuanced. I like being occasionally snarky. Okay. You know, I can get out there.
No.
You know? But more than anything else, boy, do I like being right.
I know where that's going.
Do I like being right. And when, no, listen, I deserve this victory lap that I'm about to take. I deserve it.
All right, Nipsey.
You know I deserve it. Because when the world, the free football world, was going nuts about TJ Watt's contract and how the Steelers and TJ Watt aren't on the same page, and it got out there that they're not on the same page, and that led to a bunch of shows like this one, or hold on a minute, a bunch of shows that compete with this one.
Yes.
You know,
or in the same mosh pit out of other time slots. Television, they don't have to be on the radio. We're in a deep end of a pool here in sports talk and entertainment and pop culture talk. We're in a deep end of the pool. We love being there. But I bring it up because there were some spots that were like, where are the best places for TJ Watt to wind up? He's going to get traded. Yep. How is this really going to work? And I was saying the entire time, he's going nowhere. He's going nowhere. They're going to pay him the average annual salary that he's going to want, and he's going to be a Steeler, and that's going to be the end of it. And what happened when I was out of the chair? I was, you know, happily out of the chair because you guys were handling things so expertly. Almost wanted to call in or phone in or Zoom in or whatever the hell just to say what I'm saying now. I'm like, you know what, Rich? You'll be just as accurate in saying the golden words on Monday. You don't have to say it. You don't have to Zoom in on Friday. You don't have to do that.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
The words are, I told you so. I told you so. He's going nowhere. He's going nowhere. And forget about the end of this deal. If he's already having diminishing returns and they're gonna lament it when he's 33, 34, and he's maybe dragging their cap down. They'll figure something out. Or maybe he'll be a stupendous 33, 34-year-old pass rusher for the Steelers. It does not matter one bit right now. When you commit to Aaron Rodgers at his advanced age for basically one shot at making the playoffs and ending their long playoff drought for a win and getting deep into the playoffs and giving the Steelers a Super Bowl worthy team that doesn't fall apart when November hits or begin to fall apart when December hits, just to limp into the playoffs and get one and done. If you say Rodgers is the guy who's going to help us get past that, you do not play monetary footsie with TJ Watt. You just don't. You pay him. And you get him in, and you do it, so when training camp hits, all everybody's going to do is just get better. And you know what? The number of people I heard in Green Bay when we were waiting on Rodgers to finally decide on what he's going to do, and he didn't do that before the draft, and he didn't do it in May, and kept everybody waiting till June for the inevitable, I thought, if he wanted to continue playing football, that he would show up for the Steelers. Okay? I get it. Everybody was saying he's just this, he's that, he's not all in as a person and a Steeler and all that sort of stuff. You don't want his drama and all that sort of stuff. Cam Hayward was on this program last week when Seth Rollins was in this chair. And Cam, if you recall, we had our phone with Cam when he came on this program after he was on his own podcast saying stuff like, hey, if you don't want to be a Steeler, then just stay the hell at home.
I don't know if that's verbatim.
I know that because he was like, wait a minute. I wasn't being critical of Rodgers. And I'm like, oh, really? No, you weren't, huh? Yeah, we were having fun. But you could hear he was irritated.
Yeah.
Okay? He's irritated because he's at the end of he's towards the end of his career, too, now. Playing at an extremely high level. You can only imagine what it would take for him to continue to work on his body to make sure he can play all 17, right? So you wanted Rodgers in. The whole idea is that Rodgers is going to come in and he's going to put his feet up and everybody else is going to have to cater to his whims or he wants on a team or all that sort of stuff. Because of what we saw at the end of his tenure in Green Bay and what we saw with him with the Jets. Well, this was an interesting exchange that caught my ear when Seth and Cam had the conversation about Rodgers and what Rodgers has been like in his first blush moments as a Steeler.
You guys landed your quarterback. I think the last time we talked, you had nobody throwing the ball. You had no one under center. I think I might have made a remark or two about that. And now you got old AR. So and he said it's his final season. It sounds like.
Sounds like it. You know, if all things go the way we want, you know, we might have to beg him to come back for more. But we got the text in a couple days before he signed. And then he texted me and was like, hey, can I come out to your golf event and then come out? I always host a family barbecue for, you know, players and their families. And he was like, hey, can I just attend? And I was like, hell yeah. And we just got to chopping it up, and it just felt like he was bought in, and, you know, it worked out for the best. Like, I know sometimes we live in a society where we want things now, but, you know, patience has a way of, you know, paying off. And to now see he's a Pittsburgh Steeler and just walking through the locker room, asking questions, how we do things. He's bought in, and, you know, that's all I can ask for, you know, our quarterback, and as a teammate, you know, I'm excited to go to work with him.
Obviously he's not going to ask towards the end of his Green Bay tenure or at any point in his Green Bay tenure. Once he took the reins there years and years ago, how we do things here, they do things the way he did them. I mean, that was famous in the piece that came out, I believe, in Bleacher Report, that he was, you know, going rogue on some McCarthy ideas, right? In game, during the week. And then, you know, the hand signal stuff. The hand signal is the way that I do it. Kids, keep up.
Yep.
Then he goes to the Jets. Nobody was telling him the way they did things there. Because guess what? They were saying, hey, Aaron, how do you do things? We kind of need you to tell us how you do things. In Pittsburgh, he's asking how they do things. Totally different. I heard that. I'm like, okay, guys. And he might sit there and hear a conversation like this and go, well, that's the way I am. Okay. From the outside world, there are some who believe he is not. That's not his default. His default is not to defer. It's to infer that you think something ill of him. And so it appears... when I heard that, I'm like, okay, this can work out. Just get healthy, be healthy, and see what happens with that run game. Will the run game be able to hold up, right? And who's going to catch the ball from him? And on top of it, can he stay healthy? And the Steelers' schedule is off the charts. One must-see game after another. And the fact that he was going to come to the Steelers, everybody thought it. No question the NFL schedule makers did. That's why they put him against the Jets in week one. And then DK Metcalf's former team is the one that comes in to kick off their home schedule, visiting New England. Two of his first three games are against his old mates in the AFC East. And then his fourth game in Ireland is the beginning of his farewell tour to his old division that he dominated for over a decade plus. And then, my God, in division games, twice with Myles Garrett coming for him, twice against Cincinnati, that Green Bay game on a Sunday night, week 8, holy crap. Over and over, Buffalo on the list. Come on. AFC North, most compelling division in football, period. Going into 2025. Let's take a break. My guy Blake Corum's been patiently waiting, listening to me prattle on.
Balake
Corum?
Karum.
Right?
Balake Karum.
As Keegan once called him. Blake Corum of the Rams coming up next. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle.
Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. Blake Corum joining us here from the Peak NIL headquarters in Woodland Hills, California, which is also the home of the Rams training facility. What is Peak NIL? Blake Corum, I give you the floor. Go for it.
Awesome. So Peak NIL is a two-way marketplace that I co-founded last year. And you know, Rich, me, you know, I've always been a guy that has to do something with a purpose in everything I do in my everyday life.
Yes.
And so it really bothered me when I was in college that, you know, really only like 10 of us were really making NIL, doing NIL deals. And so that's why I wanted to come here and help co-found something that would help all athletes, baseball players, softball players, soccer, swimming, track, you name it. They worked just as hard as I did to get to college, so they deserve just as much as I did, right? And so on our platform, brands and athletes can communicate, and we can also help you help your brand by packaging athletes. We can package 1,000 athletes that can help your brand, marketing your brand for the same cost that it would cost probably paying me for one marketing deal, right? And you would get way more attention, way more followers. And so that's kind of Peak NIL in a nutshell. We're doing something with the purpose, really trying to help all athletes across all sports use their name, image, and likeness the right way.
What would you say to those who think NIL is the scourge of college athletics, Blake?
I would say they're completely wrong. NIL has helped me in many ways, right? I had six rental properties before I left college. I have 12 now. But also, it's helped me help others, giving back to the community. And so if you look at a lot of athletes across college sports, a lot of them are giving back and doing the right things with their money, investing their money, and setting themselves up, you know, for the rest of their lives, you know, making these investments. And so I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, more athletes should be making NIL money because there's too many small brands and large scale brands out there that shouldn't be giving all athletes deals. And that's why I wanted to co-found Peak NIL.
Well, one of the issues I have, Blake, isn't, you know, players getting NIL and getting paid. Because, again, I saw what you did with your opportunities, and I see what a lot of other players do with their opportunities. It's just the lack of rules. You know what I mean? It's the lack of a playing field that that everyone can follow from our institution of higher learning to smaller schools in other parts of the country that don't have, you know, Big Noon on Fox or ESPN at night or anything like that on Peacock. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, so there needs to be something that makes makes it, you know, a level playing field for everybody, and also to protect players who have been told this is an NIL deal for you and then maybe have it pulled away from them. Blake?
Well, that's why you have to have a strong team around you, right? That, all right, this school says they're going to pay me this amount, but I don't sign anything. And then when I get there, oh, where's the money at? You know, that's happened to plenty of players, right? And so that's why you have to have either the right team or you're on the right platform that can help you do so. And we can do that for you. But also, one thing I don't agree with in this NIL space, Rich, is the high schoolers, right? I feel like that's, I know they've worked hard in high school, right? But they haven't done nothing at the next level. So it's hard for me to say, oh, pay high schoolers millions of dollars when your starting, you know, corner, your starting receiver is making less than what the high schooler is making. And they haven't showed anything yet, right? They haven't bled, sweat, and tears in that facility and grinded. And so I think there should be some type of regulation on that. But, you know, I agree to a certain extent. There has to be something put in place with this NIL scenario.
Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about your first year in the National Football League, Blake. Like, what'd you take from it? What was your takeaway?
Yeah, for me, it was a great learning experience, right? Great team, great culture. You know, I love the LA Rams. And it was a great year for me. Just, you know, learning, you know, playing special teams and then going and making plays when I was put in. And just doing whatever I could to be on the field and help the team win. Obviously, you know, week 17, we sat some of our starters, and that was a time for me to really go out there and do my thing. And then I just, you know, had an injury where, you know, I broke my arm. But, you know, so everything happens for a reason, but it allowed me to reflect, you know, on the year, obviously coming off from superstar status at Michigan and then, you know, just working my way up within the roster and getting playing time. But, you know, I learned a lot from it. You know, I'm thankful for it, and I'm super excited for year two. You know, I think the sky's the limit this year.
What's the difference between the NFL and the Big Ten, Blake? And you're not just any Big Tenner either. I mean, you played a ton. You had volume. You had volume and production. You had it all, and certainly for a national champion as well. But you come to the NFL, and you're sitting behind Kyren Williams, who's a star in his own right, who also doesn't come off the field. I mean, he's a three-down guy.
Yeah, he is.
So what did you learn that's the difference between Big Ten and the NFL that might give us a better prism for a bunch of other guys going into their rookie seasons from their big men on campus status this year, Blake?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest difference for me, right, you know, Big Ten, you have great players on each and every team. And I feel like in the NFL, every player, every position is great. And that's why, you know, less than 1% make it. And then, you know, for me, you know, running outside zone, mid zone out at Michigan, I was running do well. I was running downhill, shoulder square. You know, I can go each and every way I wanted. But just how smart each and every player is in the NFL is ridiculous. You can tell they watch a lot of film. You can tell their IQ for the game is really high. And so, you know, as a rookie coming into the NFL, I would just say put your head down, work, stay in the playbook, watch a lot of film, ask questions. You know, ask the vets, you know, how do they go about their day? How do they rehab their body? But I would say for me, that was the biggest difference, you know, just how smart they are. And literally everyone on the field is a baller.
Well, other than coaching a Los Angeles team in the same stadium with a similar color scheme, are there any similarities between Sean McVay and Jim Harbaugh, Blake?
There definitely are similarities, and I would say one of the similarities is how consistent they are, right? You can tell they both just love the game of football, and, you know, obviously I got that from Coach Harbaugh at Michigan, but Coach McVay, he just loves the game, and he's the same person each and every day. He's going to come in, you know, just happy to be there, happy to be around his guys, be around his players. He's going to give you his best each and every day, and it's something you can respect. And, you know, a coach that you want to play for, because you can tell he gives it his all. You know, he's in there early in the morning. He's in there, you know, late at night, you know, just putting the work in, trying to put the team in the best situation that we can be in. And so, you know, I love Coach McVay. He's one heck of a coach. His memory is ridiculous. Like, he remembers plays from you know, when he was with, you know, Washington. He's great.
You've seen that? You've seen that in person? That supposed that memory that a few humans on the planet have? You got a good example of that?
No, 100%. Just anytime in offensive meetings, right, we'll pull up a clip from that might have happened 5 years ago, a similar route, similar scheme, and he'll ask, you know, one of the receivers that has been there for a while, hey, do you remember what this route was called, or do you remember what game it was? And if the receiver doesn't know it, because he's right there, he knows exactly the game, exactly what play. He knows what drive it probably was. His memory is one of a kind, I tell you that.
Mm. And you've been around, obviously, again, a championship team in college. Does it feel that way in the Rams building right now? I mean, certainly based off of what happened last year and how the team's grown apparently stronger. You got Davante Adams in the house, with all due respect to Cooper Kupp.
You know, he's a dog.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So do you get a sense?
100%. 100%. You get a sense as soon as you walk in the building. You just know, man, it was a great offseason. OTAs was phenomenal. It was just us in there grinding, man. And you could tell we were just having really a lot of fun with it. But you could definitely sense, like, this team is – you know, really strong, really good. We have great leaders, and we're ready to make a run. You know, obviously reporting the camp tomorrow, and, you know, we're going to be ready to put the work in. But, you know, this team definitely has a sense of we're going to go far. We're going to go a long way.
You had a chat with Davante Adams yet? You ever in any conversations with him, Blake?
You know, just, you know, some one-on-ones. You know, he likes talking a little bit of golf.
Huh?
You know, he's a golfer, but, you know, just from watching him from afar, not even, you know, having deep conversations with him, you could just tell why he's been one of the best in the league, why he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and why, you know, he's still playing at a high level. Just the way he goes about his day, the way he practices, man, his releases, they're one of a kind. You know, he's amazing, man. I'm super excited just to see, you know, him in action this year.
So a couple minutes left with Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show. You want to, I was speaking of golf. I saw Davante Adams at the American Century Championship out there in Lake Tahoe. And I saw a bunch of Vikings fans that nonstop were asking me, how is JJ McCarthy going to do? And I know this is no longer your lane, you know, your professionals. As a matter of fact, the Rams took care of the Vikings in the playoffs last year, as we know. But what's your answer to JJ McCarthy? What an opportunity he has. I mean, he's got the reigning coach of the year, who everybody knows around those parts because O'Connell came from the Rams and McVay's staff. And that's Justin Jefferson there and Jordan Addison there and Aaron Jones there and Hawkinson there. And I could keep going on and on. But the question mark is JJ McCarthy. What can you tell Vikings fans about his abilities?
I mean,
like,
JJ is a very consistent player, athlete. He's very smart. And if we just go back to how he was playing in the preseason, right? I mean, he was playing really well. And I know the Vikings fans were excited to see him, but unfortunately, you know, he had injuries, and, you know, everything happens for a reason. He might have needed that year, but I think he's going to be very successful this year. You know, I think he's going to play with that chip on his shoulder just to prove to himself and everyone else, you know, he is who he says he is. And I mean, he has the tools around him to be successful. So, you know, just knowing JJ, knowing how he grinds, knowing, you know, how smart he is and his love for the game, I see a very successful year, you know, for him and his crew.
Okay. And 40 days from now, team 146 will come out of the tunnel in the big house to take on New Mexico. What do you think? Is Bryce Underwood going to be the starting quarterback? Blake, what do you think?
I would assume so. I don't know if you knew, but I was the honorary head coach of the spring game. And so, you know, I had the mic on the sideline. Mm-hmm. But I got to watch him during the weekend practice. And he had some good completions during the game. But, you know, technically he should still be in high school, but he was still out there making throws. Man, he's big, he's strong, he's fast. You could tell how smart he is, and he has a heck of an arm on him. But just watching him in practice, the throws that he was making, top-notch, man. Top-notch. I assume he's going to be the starter. Obviously, he has to win that position, but I think it's going to be a good year for my Wolverines, and I think we're going to do the last game of the year. We're going for number five this year. Rich?
Listen, Blake, from your mouth to the football gods' ears that it's five in a row, because it's just so it's what a coat of armor to go out and about into a world in which the Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions, and hearing about it, to basically have a retort. Again, they're national champions and they were a stupendous team, you know, but especially here, Jack Sawyer now getting set to play with the Steelers and take his tremendous talents to the NFL.
Yep.
Him basically saying that loss to Michigan sparked us. It's just great, you know, to basically respond. Tell me the last national champion to go undefeated and win their conference. It ain't the ones that currently have the trophy, Blake. It's just great. So five would be awesome. Five would be great. But you know, we had Bryce Underwood here in studio. When was this guy's like 2 months ago, right? He was here.
In the spring.
And the thing that obviously his size, is jarring when you see him in person, but to me, I couldn't believe, you know, my son's 16. I couldn't believe that this guy is only 1 year older than my son at this point in time.
Right.
But the thing was too, I asked him what it's going to be like if he runs out of the tunnels as starting quarterback. He's like, I've had cameras on me my whole life. You know what I mean? Like he kind of has, you know, obviously the heart will be going if he does start. And
yeah, this is the love for the game.
But he just strikes me as like he already, how he was giving LeBron crap for beating Ohio State. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
he seems comfortable in his own skin as a star. Obviously, he's got to play like one. But right. I kind of dug that.
I mean, you can feel his aura. You can feel, you know, he walks around with confidence, right? Like he has a little pep in his step, man. And if I was him, the success he's had, I mean, I would too. And I believe, you know, the way he's carrying himself as an early enrollee, you know, now freshman, you know, very mature to be a freshman in college. So I think he'll definitely be a great leader, okay, you know, for the team and be able to carry this team. So my Wolverines, I think they're going to do a great job. And Coach Moore, he's been recruiting. And they had a heck of a recruiting class. They've been getting them left and right. So we're going to see, man.
Yeah, and he's got his golf tournament today, right now in Ann Arbor, as a matter of fact. They're playing there. I wish I could have been there. But it's good to see you, Blake.
Likewise.
The gentleman to your right is the one who helped you, who you joined forces with to create Peak NIL?
Yes.
What's his name?
Greg Jackson, and then okay. My other co-founder, okay, Brian Segrist, in the back.
Love it.
He's a coder.
But that's Blake to your right? It's his name? What's his name to your right?
That's Greg, and that's
Greg.
Brian.
Okay, Greg. So tell Greg that on September 21st, it's a Sunday. I don't know what game you have that day, but you'll be busy that day for the Rams. Okay. But on September 21st, we're going to have to take that poster board over your right shoulder that features you on the Sports Illustrated cover, and proudly cover up that N over your left shoulder. That's what's going to have to happen.
I'll let him know. I think he already knows that.
He already
that.
Knows that September 20th game is going to be trouble.
Yeah,
right?
September 20th is going to be trouble, G-Money.
Yeah, that should be. Okay.
He knows. I give him all the time. I give him crap all the time, you know, especially when they thought they were going to beat us in 21.
There you go. Right.
You know, I had to eat the corn on them. You know what I'm saying, Rich?
Understood. I don't mean to, you know, create any office dissension or take over your decorations, but that's going to have to happen September 21st, because September 20th, although it isn't Lincoln, you know, and they got baby Mahomes there. So
they do.
I know. So thanks for the time, Blake. You're the man.
Well. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, check out Peak NIL wherever you can on the internet and all the social medias. That's Blake Corum here on the Rich Eisen Show, one of my favorite humans.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Fun stuff so far in this program. Just had a nice chat with Danny Houston in our green room. The Naked Gun is back, baby.
Frank Drebin.
That's right. Lieutenant Frank Drebin Jr.
Exactly.
Played by Liam Neeson. And Danny Houston plays the villain.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Just thinking about it makes me laugh.
I love that humor. The humor is amazing. And the film is very, it hews to the history.
Oh, right. Yes.
Of the series, you know, and it includes the siren on the dashboard that goes through different places, you know, and I'm such a fan of this. It goes way back to the Police Squad television show.
Yep.
That was on ABC for 6 episodes. And I wish it continued for various reasons. One, it was genius. Two is that if you watch it back, the car that Frank Drebin crashes into trash cans. Episode one, he crashes into one trash can. Episode two, two. And they added a trash can for each episode. So if it actually did 22, which is the full order back in the season, I'm just wondering, would they have had him crash into 22 trash cans? Yeah. Probably so.
Probably think so.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.